This is Anthony Burns, opening the curtain on LA Theater for KCRW. I always stand in awe of Cornerstone Theater Company's work. Regardless of how successful the play is, it's hard not to be inspired and moved by Cornerstone's process. More than any other LA theater company, to appreciate Cornerstone's work on stage, it helps to understand how the plays are made off stage and how each play fits into a bigger context. Cornerstone's current world premiere, Cafe Vita, is no exception. Stick with me, this gets a little tricky. Unlike most companies that make one play at a time or a season of plays, Cornerstone creates in 5-year cycles. Each cycle is built around a big idea or question. For the next 5 years, that idea is hunger. Cornerstone will build 9 plays that revolve around hunger, justice, and food equity. They call it the hunger cycle, and Cafe Vita is the first play of that cycle. Once they have this big idea, Cornerstone seeks out a community to partner with. Each play's voices come from that community. For Cafe Vita, they've partnered with Father Greg Boyle and the Homegirl Cafe. Homegirl Cafe employs former gang members and trains them to run a restaurant. Their motto? Nothing stops a bullet like a job. So with a big idea, hunger, and a partner, the Homegirl Cafe, Cornerstone does a 2-year residency to engage the community and discover the story. They begin with story circles, where they invite community members to answer simple questions. What was your kitchen like growing up? Then a playwright for Cafe Vita, Lisa Loomer, interviews community members. The scripts take shape from these stories. The play is cast with Cornerstone Ensemble members and members of the community, many of whom have never been on stage. More than half the cast of Cafe Vita are employees at Homegirl. The story Cornerstone tells in Cafe Vita tracks the story of Chiabella and Luz, 2 homegirls from different barrios who have just been released from prison and desperately need a second chance and a job to get their lives together and their kids back. They both seek out Father T at Cafe Vita, the script stand-in for the real Father Greg in Homegirl Cafe. We follow them as they start mopping floors, working in the garden, doing prep work in the kitchen, and finally waiting tables for a less-than-sympathetic public. Along the way, they struggle with old demons and new challenges as they strive to make peace with their past and define their own futures. Critically, you could quibble that the story is a formulaic redemption tale, or that mixed into a compelling and moving story, Cornerstone gets sidetracked with overly simplistic lectures about our food supply. But to do that would be missing the bigger point. What makes Cornerstone an LA treasure is they commit to giving voice to these communities, to a bigger idea. As an audience, we're invited to not only be entertained, but also to bear witness, to listen. If you've never seen Cornerstone's work, Cafe Vita shouldn't be missed. Cafe Vita plays at LATC in downtown LA through May 20th. For info on the show and to join the conversation, check out kcrw.com/theater. This is Anthony Burns, opening the curtain on LA Theater for KCRW.